Fourth Perek of Avos, Mishnah Chav Beis, 22nd Mishnah. Who are your oimer? Rabbi Lezer Kappa also said, Hayeludim lomus, those who are born will die. Hameisim hachias, and those who are dead will be brought back to life. Vachayim, those who are alive, lidoim, they will be eventually judged by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Leida, in other words, everybody eventually will be judged. Leida, loidia. Leida means to be made aware from others. Loidia, they will make others aware. Lahoida, person to understand for himself. The world is set up in such a fashion that we're going to live forever, and we're going to go through a temporary misa stage beforehand. The tachas of everything is to be judged on a maisim and then get what we deserve. And this is all, so we should be aware of the fact Shukel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the force behind the entire world, who Yoitzer, who created the entire world, who Boyer, he made worlds from nothing, who Maven, he understands everything about human nature and everything we're doing. He's aware of what we're doing. Who died, he's a judge, so who ate, he's the witness, who Baldin, he's the one who's going to make the claim. He's going to eventually make the judgment. So the kids, Kodesh Baruch Hu knows exactly our nature and exactly what we're doing, and he's going to be the judge. That blessed is that Kodesh Baruch Hu, that there is no evil and there's no forgetting. He doesn't give favoritism. You can't bribe Hashem. You do something, Shalopi Alocha, and you say, I'm going to use the money for a good cause, it won't help you. You didn't have Aaron. Shakol Shaloi, Lamaisa, everything is his. So Mela, he knows the nature of everybody, and he also, we have no right to say we're going to give him Sheikhet, we're going to do mitzvahs if we're doing things improperly. You know, we're going to use the result of something we're doing proper for mitzvahs because, the money's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you're not giving anything you didn't have before. And you shouldn't think that you have to go against his will to get it. He's going to give it to you. If he's giving it to you, he's going to give it to you. Bekashas, and if he's not going to give it to you, he won't give it to you. In this fashion also. The dash, hakol lefi acheshbon. Everything goes lefi acheshbon, which the Rav says every mitzvah adds up. Even looks like a small mitzvah, but in the course of a life, you do many small mitzvahs. It's a tremendous reward, and the other way around with the various. Say that, you know, when you die, that will be the end of everything, and everything will work out in the end. It's not true. You were created against, without asking your permission or not, against your will. Against your will, you were born. And your life also, whether you like it or not, if Hashem wants you to live your life, and if He doesn't want you, you cease to exist. And also against, with or without your will, you will die. And also you can eventually make this din in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As a person just has to have the right outlook on life. Life is all about. We were put into this world, we didn't create ourselves, we were put into the world without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the purpose. And we'll eventually have the judgment, and Mi'as Hashem, if we have the right attitude towards life, we'll have a very favorable judgment.